This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champion for you here in just a moment. And then get to Wolchuk's top 10. I think he's got some college football content coming in here. I guess that's why Carter Freeman is over my left shoulder. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup. Lucius, have a good weekend?
Yeah, bro, fantastic. Fantastic. Yes. Goes by so fast, even if you get an extra day.
Yes.
Goes by so fast.
It was beautiful. Who's our champ?
All right. Looks like a gentleman from Dayton. I assume Florida. How the video turned out. I assume it's Florida, not Ohio, right here.
Uh-huh.
He was pulled over by the fuzz. He was allegedly drunk. He drank so much that he lost his hearing. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook.
Can you please tell me why you stopping me?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Huh?
I'm about to.
What?
I'm about to tell you.
Stop sign?
No. I said I'm...
What stop sign, man?
I said I'm about to tell you.
Huh? You say stop sign?
No one said stop sign but you.
Why are you stopping me?
You made an improper right-hand turn. What are you trying to do?
Stop
you
sign?
You turn that closest lane.
Let me get my ID out for you, partner.
I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Man. What are you doing, bro?
Sir.
What?
Why did you stop me in the beginning?
Huh?
What's the proper call?
You made an improper right-hand turn.
What is the proper call?
You had to turn into the closest lane provided.
I want you to say that right here.
Yeah, I did multiple times.
What?
Watch
what? What? Right-hand turn?
Yes, that's why you're being stopped.
Are you for real? Like,
for real? And then you also have a beer.
I was at a house.
Oh, he's got a beer,
and
too.
And y'all got a warrant to arrest me.
I did?
About an improper turn.
No
one, are you kidding me?
No one got a warrant to arrest you. You just stopped your
piss me off, man.
How much you have to drink tonight?
Sir?
How much did you drink tonight?
Who?
How much did you drink tonight?
I don't really drink.
That was the beer you were just trying to grab out of my hand.
I ain't finna lie to you. I don't drink.
What? You don't drink?
I swear to God, I don't drink.
I swear to God.
Awesome.
Never seen a drink in my life.
Yeah. Not liquor anymore, anyway.
Just, yeah, I know.
Just beer.
What?
About 12, 14 of them.
A stop sign?
Man, it sounds like a drunk foghorn leghorn almost.
What a character.
It is time now for Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Here he is, the Woolly Bully.
Let's talk some college football. There has been some news lately. Greg Sankey, there's more traction on a 16-team college football playoff format than anticipated. They were thinking maybe they'd go to 14. Hey, maybe they expand this. We're just going to go all the way to 16. And then we got the stud wide receivers, Ryan Williams from Bama, Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. They're going to be on the EA Sports College Football 26 cover. So shout out to them. They deserve it. Those two are absolutely phenomenal. But I saw our buddy, friend of the show, friend of the station, Stuart Mandel of The Athletic. He pumped out the best college football teams of the 2000s. Now, he ranked 25 of them. We're focusing here on the top 10. And we do have college football Carter Freeman, who usually is behind the scenes running your Twitch and your YouTube. But we do have Carter's Corner every Sunday in Bet Nation. If you're interested, 2 to 7 p.m., the BetMGM Network. And Carter mans that exceptionally well.
Yep, we talked college football, Carter's Corner. This last Sunday, I went on basically a 15-minute rant. I didn't really let you guys talk that much because I was so upset with some of these automatic qualifier things going on, potentially with the college football playoff. And if we go to 16 teams in the playoff, which seems inevitable, let's just do the top 16 ranked teams. It doesn't need to be any more complicated than that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, open shut case.
877-881-1053. Who is the best college football team since 2000? And put this out on the X, formerly known as Twitter, but it'll always be Twitter to me.
I can name one.
2001 Hurricanes. I know you're going to be rooting for your 2019 LSU Tigers.
It should be number one.
It should be?
Yeah.
All right, so we got a lot of love for the 0-1 Hurricanes. 19 LSU did get some votes here on the timeline.
Don't
as well.
Don't tell me they're an honorable mention.
No. They'll be in the top 10. They'll be in the top 10.
Firmly in the top 3.
We just shut the Athletic down if that 2019 team was an honorable mention.
05 Texas also getting a ton of love.
Really good team.
And the 2013 Florida State Seminoles got a vote as well. But, I mean, the 0-1 Miami, I think, got the most amount of votes for people that responded to this. So here's your honorable mentions. We'll do the top 3, just looking in on the outside. 2005 USC.
Who did not win the title.
They lost to number 1 Texas. Their signature wins, they beat Notre Dame on the road. They were 9th in the country. They beat Oregon, 12th in the country. They beat UCLA and Cal that year, all big, except for that Notre Dame game. You got Florida State.
Wait a minute. Did they have a title in 04?
In 04.
They did. But it got vacated? Whooped. Is that what happened to that?
Did that one get vacated?
That, I'm sorry, I'm asking.
05 was the year that the Reggie Bush Heisman got taken away.
I don't think the title got vacated.
Okay.
I think they still got that 04 title.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But these sorry are just that. Best teams, period. Even if they didn't necessarily win the national championship, they got mentioned on the list. 12 is the 2013 Florida State Seminoles, undefeated, beat Auburn in the national championship game. That was Jameis Winston. You had Timmy Jernigan, LaMarcus Joyner, Cam Irving.
I thought Timmy Jernigan was going to be a really good player.
They were pretty freaking loaded. I mean, Kelvin Benjamin, who was a really good college player, didn't translate to the NFL, but they were pretty damn good. And number 11, just on the outside looking in, is the 2023 Michigan Wolverines. First team to go 15-0. They beat Washington, Alabama, Ohio State,
wow.
Penn State.
That's a tough one. They should have been the top 10 likely.
Man, yeah. Blake Corum, Chris Jenkins. You know, we'll see how many of those translate to the pros, but that was a loaded team. I mean, even this year, they just had a bunch
the victories
of guys
get to where they needed to be.
Beating Washington and Bama and Ohio State that year was really good.
Yeah. I think that 2013 Florida State team's better than that Michigan team.
And the Michigan team?
I would put that. I think that you look at the teams that Florida State played in 2013, the ACC was not as strong.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they beat all of them by 40. And until that Auburn game, I mean, they were just plowing through everyone on their schedule.
All right, here's your top 10. And I know, Dutch, you're like, Michigan's got to make this. Well, they were 11, right? I'm sorry. 2000, Miami. That should have been in the national championship over Florida State. They beat Florida State 27-24 that year. They beat number 6 Virginia Tech. They also beat Florida in the Sugar Bowl that year.
Okay, was this like, this is Ed Reed? Is this Ed Reed?
Santana Sean, Moss, Dan Morgan, Ed Reed.
Sean Taylor?
Butch Davis was there. I don't know if Sean Taylor was playing on the 01 team. He probably was there for 2000.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I mean, they had
Clinton Portis,
Reggie Wayne.
Willis McGahee, I believe, right?
Willis McGahee was a little bit later, but he might have been a backup on this team. He might might not have been playing a ton.
Yeah.
But yeah, their studs, I mean, their receivers, you had Santana Moss and Reggie Wayne. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable right there. But they had the loss at number 15, Washington, 34-29. That kept them out of the natty in what was Florida State and Oklahoma. That was the last time the Sooners won the natty there.
It was, and I was 6 years old when OU won this title, so I don't know the debate back and forth, but,
you don't know what it feels like. You don't know what it really tasted like.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for it. Kind of hurts, but this Miami team beat the Florida State team that ended up going to the national championship game. So I wonder, like, was it the Big East was just viewed as weaker and Florida State won the ACC and that was just better for them at the time? Like, I don't know. Oklahoma was undefeated. They were going to make it no matter what. And then you look at Washington, I believe they had one loss as well and they beat Miami.
Yeah.
So
they were 15th in the country when they beat Miami. 09 is the number 9 is the 09 Alabama Crimson Tide. 14-0. This was the team that defeated Texas in the Rose Bowl.
That made the second Saban team or third Saban team? I'm asking a lot of questions today. Sorry about
that. Might have been his first.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First one at Alabama that won the national championship.
It was his first title. I think it was his third year. I think you're right,
okay.
Broadus.
Yeah.
Because 07 is first year they lost to ULM.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later
they
won
bad
the title.
For a couple years. Well, Alabama.
How about this? Out of his 7 national championships, this was one of the only 2 to do it while going undefeated. Pretty impressive for Saban there. But this team had Mark Ingram. You had Rolando McClain. Javier Arenas, who was a stud in college, if you remember him, also as a kick returner. Mark Barron, who ended up being a top 10 pick. Mm. And they beat Texas 37-21. Also beat up Florida really big in that SEC title game. 8 is the 2016 Alabama Crimson Tide with O.J. Howard. That's when he went off. You also had Reuben Foster, Jonathan Allen, Minka Fitzpatrick, Cam Robinson, the offensive tackle on that team. 7, we've got Georgia of 2022. This is when they were eating chicken wings because they beat TCU so damn bad.
Well, they crushed TCU that day. My God.
Yeah, and man, Oregon really to start that season.
All-time clowning. Really national championship game. Basically the entire fourth quarter,
yeah.
Their players were just consuming refreshments like chicken wings and lemonades. I think they're having cocktails out there.
They were.
The celebration started at the end of the third quarter.
And they drilled
Oregon.
They
didn't put 4
year.
Fingers up, did they? You know, like
no,
you know, 4 fingers.
They did, but they all had like chicken, wing sauce
wing
on them.
Sauce all over.
They had ranch on their faces in the championship celebrations.
They're wearing ranch for eye black.
Yeah, they got blue cheese on the trophy.
That 58-point natty win against TCU, largest ever against an opponent ranked in the top 3 of the AP poll at the time.
Wow.
2018 Clemson comes in at number 6.
This is Trevor Lawrence. This was his first season because it was Kelly Bryant started this year. Mm. They barely beat A&M in College Station. Trevor Lawrence takes over, and then they just truck stick everyone on their schedule. I think they allowed less than 20 points in their 2 college football playoff games because they whooped Notre Dame, who was undefeated.
They beat
but
the
it was
crap
a
out Alabama.
Weak Notre Dame team. And then that was an undefeated Alabama team as well that they destroyed.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, their defensive line, you had Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence, Cleland Farrell, who didn't work out in the NFL but was amazing in college.
Hey, don't tell that to Mike Mayock and John Gruden.
Yeah,
he was worth the number 4 overall
ETN,
pick in the draft.
T. Higgins, and Hunter Renfrow all on that team. That was a pretty damn loaded team. Your top 5, here's 04 USC. 04 USC at 13-0 with Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush. They beat Oklahoma in the BCS championship 55-19. That was Steve Smith, who ended up being a New York Giant wide receiver. Had an unbelievable game in that one.
How much do you remember that loss, Carter?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Remember what that one feels like and tastes like?
You know what I actually remember about that year is Auburn was undefeated that year too, and you had 3 undefeated teams. You can only have 2 in the national championship game. Auburn might have been was probably better than Oklahoma that year.
Probably.
2003 was the better OU team. The 2014 went undefeated, great, and then lose by 30 points in the national championship game. That Auburn team from that same year was awesome. I think they're around 20 on this list.
Was that like Carlos Rogers, the corner that went to Jason Campbell, was their quarterback that ended up going to Washington?
Maybe so. Let me scroll up and look.
Yeah, yes, that Auburn team was awesome.
Because they beat, Virginia Tech or something like that?
Yes, that's exactly the team I'm thinking of. They were that was the last team to go wire-to-wire as the number 1 in the AP poll.
That was
the 04 USC team.
Ronnie Brown and
Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac Williams.
2020 Alabama comes in at number 4. That was Mac Jones, Najee Harris, Devontae Smith.
That 2020 Alabama team, I think because it was the COVID year, people don't think about it as much. But given how loaded the team was and how they beat, I mean, all these teams beat most of their schedule by 40, 50 points, it seems like. But to do that against an SEC-only schedule, and they beat the number 2, 4, and 5 teams in the final college football playoff ranking by like
and then number 7
billion.
Georgia, they beat the crap out of too.
Yes, they did.
What Auburn team was that again?
2004.
Number 3, here's your top 3 college football teams since 2000. And this is per The Athletic, Stuart Mandel. Number 3 is 05 Texas, 13-0.
Oh, Texas fans are about to be upset.
Texas coming in at number 3.
Vince, they don't want to hear anything other than number
Justin
1.
Justin Blaylock, Plano East Zone, Aaron Harris, Michael Huff, gosh, the play that Michael Huff made in that game. David Thomas, who went on to have a great career. Sergio
Jason
Kindle.
Campbell, you're absolutely right about that.
And he went to Washington, and I think that corner went to Washington too, Rogers.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, that was, and that.
Tommy Tuberville was the coach.
Tommy Tuberville, yeah. Wow.
Senator.
Tommy. Yeah, that's right.
Beating number 2 USC. I mean, that's still the greatest game ever. Number 2, though, Brian brought us, is the 2019 LSU Tigers. And 15-0. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Grant Delpit, Derek Stingley, not to mention Justin Jefferson thrown in there as well. Pretty damn good.
Yeah,
their defense got lit up a couple of games, though.
Yeah, they allowed. They were number 31 in points allowed. They were not elite, but offensively they were.
They had
so
some rough games,
so
they had to fight through. It's just the fact the offense was so good.
But the 2 close games for that LSU team were in week 2 against Texas and week 10 or 11 against Alabama. They were ahead the entirety of both of those games. Like, the defense did keep letting points, but the offense was so good that it didn't matter. Where, as you just watched them, you're like, they're going to go down and score, and they did every single time.
It just seemed like we had a bad game against Auburn, too, that kind of
was... 24-20,
yeah,
it was a close 23-20, they got past number 14, Auburn.
Yeah.
But number one is indeed the 2001 Miami Hurricanes.
Hmm.
With Clinton Portis, Jeremy Shockey, Ken Dorsey at quarterback. You had Phillip Buchanan.
Two live crew.
I mean, it was this was a who's who. I mean, your backfield was Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Frank Gore, Najee Davenport. And then you had Andre Johnson, Jeremy Shockey, and then your offensive tackle with McKinney, who was a longtime Viking, Bryant McKinney.
Bryant McKinney. He was like 6'8", just a total monster.
Just a freaking
savage. And on
defense,
they had like Antrell Roll, and they had, wasn't Vince Wilfork on that team?
Yes, he was.
John Beeson might have been on that team.
Jonathan Vilma.
That was the Jonathan Vilma era. Okay.
To your point about the defense.
Ridiculous.
12 games, they allowed 10 or more points in 4 of them. Jeez. And they had 3 shutouts.
Frank Gore. Vince Wilfork.
Yeah, I believe they would have had a winning record that year if their offense never scored a touchdown.
I think you're right. Yeah.
How about this? They had 38 players from that 2001 team selected in the subsequent NFL drafts.
38?
17 of them were being first round picks.
17?
Definitely.
DJ Williams.
Oh, at one point or another?
Yeah, at one point or another, yeah.
It's probably the greatest team ever.
Holy cow. I'd say so. Thanks for that stroll down memory lane, little Chuck. Mm. Okay, Sands is coming up in about 2 hours, 4:40. He'll preview Rangers, Blue Jays. Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. What are we doing next, Eric?
Restroom revelations. We have to address the weekend sports pee next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.